Mm-hmm. You're not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabba, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabba, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet a tweet day. Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you guys for tuning in to Introducing Sasha Frank, the series. We're at episode number 53, and as always, I like to give a little recap of last week's episode. So sometimes we get into these ruts where we start to blame everyone else but ourselves. We blame them for our problems, our decisions, our experiences. We start to think, you know, if my dad did this, if he was there for me, then I wouldn't be going from relationship to relationship to find that love. Or if my mom loved me this way, then I wouldn't be going through this issue. If I, you know, had the financial means, then I would be well on my way. And we start to think of 101 many different ways and things of why we aren't progressing in life instead of facing the facts. And this actually lets me transition into my next episode. Let me ask you a question. How long can you go on blaming other people? Well, that was actually a trick question. Because in reality, it all depends on the person. You could go on for years and years and years. While some can go on for decades and others can go on for weeks. While another person might forgive and, you know, move on in a day. Who knows? Everyone's story is different, but the choice is yours. And you have the choice to choose to not blame other people. So let me ask you again, how long are you going to blame other people? Can you think of a time when you blamed someone else for a mistake that you made? Maybe you were driving down the street and you decided to make that turn without, you know, putting your signal on, but you got mad at the other car because they were doing something that maybe they weren't supposed to be doing, but you still didn't have your blinkers on, so they didn't know that you were going to do that in the first place. At the root of it all, we have to always look at our decisions and stop blaming other people. We have to start facing the facts, facing reality, and actually going face to face with what we need to overcome. Otherwise, again, we can go around the mountain over and over and over again until we come become black and blue in the face. And we get to a place where it's like, wow, like I'm still in this place. You know, 10 years have passed and I'm still working in this job. I still didn't get my degree. I still didn't move across town like I said I would. You know, when I was in high school, you know, I told myself that I was going to pursue this job, this career, but I chickened out because, you know, other people told me that I wouldn't make it or I wouldn't amount to the vision that I saw that God gave me. Maybe I decided to stay complacent because the money was good. Whatever the case is for you, the only way that you can stop going around that mountain again is to actually face reality and start making decisions and just analyzing your decisions that you have made and start making decisions that are counter the decisions that you made in the past that did not work. So can you guys think of some decisions that you've made in your lifetime, maybe this week, maybe last month, that, you know, you made that was actually similar to something that you also made, you know, a couple years ago, but, you know, you didn't see any fruit from it. You didn't get any results that you wanted. If you watch that movie, Winnie the Pooh, I don't think it's called that. It was called Christopher Robin. It said that you have to, in order for you to do something different, you have to do something different. In order for you to go somewhere different, you have to decide to go in a different direction. What directions are you taking? What direction are you going to take differently? What perspective are you going to see differently? Think about that for a moment. And if you want, get your pen and pad out, because you'll definitely be taking notes if you're a note taker throughout this whole thing, I hope, just to get your mind brainstorming and thinking of, you know, ways that you can stop going around that mountain. So there comes a point where you have to be held accountable for your actions, for your decisions, for your mistakes, for your experiences, for who you've become thus far. And that's the only way that you're going to become who you're going to be tomorrow, by making decisions today. So what decisions are you making today? What decision will you make today? I was looking up the definition of home, and I've talked about home a couple different times, and maybe two episodes, but that's such a comforted spot. Like, when I think of home, I'm thinking of the movie, The Wizard of Oz, something like that, but I'm thinking of the song in my head. But anyways, when I think of home, you know, I think of warmth, comfort, you know, just love and caringness, trust, all of these things, love and affection. And I even went even further, and I wanted to look up what the definition of home was, or at least what someone described home to be. Let's see if I can find it. Well, anyways, it basically was saying that home is a place that you feel comfortable. It's a place where you feel loved. It's a place where, you know, you're working together. It means to be enjoyable. It means a place of happiness where you can live, laugh, and learn. It's somewhere where you're loved, respected, and cared for. You know, it might just be a house to some people. It might just be a building or a yard and, you know, wood and bricks. But home is where the heart is. It's not necessarily a physical location. It's just where your heart is, you know, where the people are that love and care for you. Just being in that loving environment and feeling that warmth and embrace. That's what home means to me. What does home mean to you? If you have a few moments, why don't you define what home means to you? And also think of, you know, when you were a child and like your fondest memories of home and some of the experiences that you had. I'm going to give you a few seconds to think of that and maybe write it down. And it's so crazy. Of course, you guys can listen to this episode as many times as you want to kind of, you know, listen back if you missed anything, or if you want to like write longer, or you can even pause it. But when you think of home, it's love and affection, a calmness, a peacefulness. And it's from that place of knowing, you know, your worth, knowing that you're loved, knowing that you're not overlooked, knowing that, you know, you're not voiceless, that you can move forward regardless of what the naysayers say or even what you think in your mind. It's the moment of knowing that you're worth more than just this situation, that you're worth more than just settling for this job or this relationship, or, you know, that you're worth more than just being complacent. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be, and I didn't want to be, each season in our lives, we have to choose to not to want to be in this place longer than what we have to be. Like, yes, of course, there's seasons and you learn and you grow and you build grit and confidence and character. But you also have to know that there is a time that you need to move forward as well and face the facts and face reality in order for you to actually become who you're called to be. When you look at a website, and many of us have looked at many of websites, and they're all pretty much formatted in similar format. But when you look at the website, no matter what you're doing, what you're trying to access, how many articles you've read or pictures you viewed on the site, and you know, we at the end of it all know to innately, in order for us to get back to where it all began and before getting lost in the pile and in the shuffle of information and whatever is, you know, coming at you with advertisement or whatever the case is, we know that if we just scroll to the top of the page and look on the left side of the website, for most websites, and we click that little logo that says home, or the logo of the actual website, then it connects us back home. And that's the same with us. Like, no matter what chaos is breaking loose, no matter what experiences we're being faced with, no matter how far down deep in the ocean, you know, of water we feel that we're being muffled with and drowned by, we know where home is. It's just a matter of us accepting where home is, and sometimes getting to home isn't the most easiest because we know that we have to let go of certain things and certain people and certain places and mindsets and perspectives. And the only way that we can do that is to, you know, to begin to remember the love that we once had and shared, and, you know, the free, carefree environment that we had, and the love and embrace, the warmth. We start to think of these enjoyable moments. And of course, not every moment is going to be good, but you start to pinpoint all of these enjoyable moments, and you know that you've had more enjoyable moments than you've had not so enjoyable moments. And it's in that time that you realize that getting home, to me, is far more a big of a deal than staying where I am. So I'm going to do what I need to do in order to start making my way towards home. Where is home to you? Is it with certain people? Is it in a certain place? Because like I said before, doesn't really matter the place. any of that. It just matters the environment, what you carry, what you're bringing with you, because you can always have home on the inside of you that peace, that love, that affection, that light that only God can give. And it's by continuing to move into that and continuing to believe and have faith that regardless of what you see in front of you, that you can, you are going to get out of that situation, and that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and that you can actually move across town, that you can actually, you know, decide to go in a different career path direction, that you can change your mind, that you can not know sometimes what to do. But God gives us innate qualities, innate desires in our hearts. And of course, ultimately, he's been crafting us towards it, towards purpose all along. But it's up to us to pick up those things and use it. And, you know, a lot of times people think like, well, how am I supposed to do this? Like, you know, I don't even know. Like, and of course, like from the beginning of the podcast, I talked about like the step one. Once you get your step one, you know, your step two begins to show up, and you start to realize, oh, well, I need to do this. And there goes step number three. And, you know, when you're in class all throughout, you know, our lives, there's always quizzes leading up to the midterm, and then quizzes after that leading up to the final examination. But the amazing thing about the final examination is it encompasses everything that you've learned throughout that entire semester. So if you were doing the work, then you should have been pulling different tools out of, you know, everything, sharpening different things, and realizing that, oh, well, you know, now I have this set of information that I can add on to this. And that's only in one semester. You know, in our lives, we have more than one semester, like all the way from kindergarten. So we're constantly picking up different tools and then, you know, bringing it, pulling it into the next season, into the next semester to add to it and to sharpen it and to build upon it on a foundation that we've, you know, gained in this period of time. So are you picking up the tools that you've gained in this period of time? And in this moment, I want you to think of some of the tools that you have gained in this period of time. So pull out your pen and paper again and think of some, or even if you have your phone, just, you know, write notes, or even just if you're a person who likes to just conceptualize, use this moment as a brainstorming moment to be able to think of some of the tools that you've picked up along the way. Now you see, you have so many more tools than you thought that you did. And it's not saying that they're perfect, but they're being perfect over time. They're being made perfect over time. And by continuing to pull them out, pick them up, we're sharpening our tools. So have you sharpened your tools? Because each situation calls for something different. And you have to bring out your bag and pull out the tool that you need. Yes, you might not have the financial backing like you say that you don't, which very well might not be true, or might be true. you might not have that sponsorship, like, you know, that friend that you have. You might not have that backing. You might not have the experience. You might not have the schooling. You might not have the know-how, you know, you might not even have a mentor. But the thing is, like, when you walk by faith, it's believing in something that you can't see, knowing that eventually you can get there. If God puts something on your heart, a desire on your heart, then he'll give you the tools that you need to be able to build it. And even if people think that you're crazy, like, I don't think that she'll be able to build that, because, you know, looking at from where she came doesn't look possible. Or even looking at where she is now, it doesn't seem possible. Like, she doesn't seem smart enough. She doesn't seem talented enough, or, you know, she doesn't fit my standard. She's not up to par. And you'll have all these naysayers saying, oh, you need to be this way and that way. But, you know, you won't learn and grow unless you start from where you are, so that you can see your mistakes and see where you can grow and learn and continue learning to improve and get better. Like, everyone has had a square one where they had to start from square one, from the basics. But it's up to them to actually decide to start, regardless of where you are. You just have to start. Regardless of the money that you feel like you don't have, you just have to start with what you do have. You know, they always say, like, you know, if you want to write a book, like, it's free. You just have your laptop and you just type. And that's part one, almost. Like, of course, conceptualizing everything. And you just start. And little by little, before you know it, you're moving towards a purpose, a goal, a dream. And it's, of course, not going to be easy. But knowing where home is, and that home lives on the inside of you, and depending on the people that you surround yourself with, you know, you start eliminating certain people that don't make you feel that peace, or whatever the case is. And you just start allowing, you know, your faith and God to push you towards purpose and put you and just introduce you to people that you never knew that you could actually meet. But you just so happen to be at the right place at the right time. And everything just went from there. So you just never know. All I'm saying is to always bring out your tools. Face the facts. Stop blaming other people. Bring out your tools to sharpen them. To use them in every situation that you can. And know that you have everything that you have. Everything that you need. You don't need anything more. And as you continue to go, more things will start to come into your life, because you're walking towards a purpose. You're starting to budget and you're starting to see, oh, well, you know, I'm going to not get this because I want to save up for this. And you start to have a goal in mind and you start going towards it. So again, I hope you guys learned from this episode. I hope that you guys are pulling out the different tools. In fact, let me know what tools you guys are pulling out. or even just write it down, email me, whatever the case is. Just continue to work towards it and have faith and believe that, you know, if God puts a desire in your heart, that it can come true. You won't be perfect, but you'll become perfect in the process. And you start from there. Everyone has the beginning point. What's yours? When's yours? All right, you guys, until next time, stay tuned.